7.
Away, Richie is 400 miles to me. Jennifer is 3,000 miles to me.
Yeah.
But you'd think they were right here with me because they're both in my ear and in my head, and therefore in your ear and in your head. We're all here on the Good Day program, finding the good side to Monday, the 6th of June. Everything today depends on the way you look at things. You can get up. Say, I want to get at it. I was talking about this earlier today. Monday, hooray, or Monday, boo. If it's boo, then you're going to have a lousy day. If it is hooray, you'll have a good day, a better day. The problem is you get into this thing, these encounters that you have over the weekend with people, providing you with an opportunity to complain about the job, complain about the boss, complain about the pay, complain, well. And so, how are you doing at work? How's the boss? So, what are you doing to yourself? Why do you go into that space? Why do you dig that hole? You're an optimist. See an opportunity in every mishap, every misfortune. The pessimist sees misfortune in every opportunity.
And
big
you and
difference.
I talked about this before. We have fired people that just bring the office down.
Yep.
Just, dude, you are a downer, and you're killing
us
all.
It's like a cancer on the office.
It is. Yeah. It's absolutely a cancer. Yeah. Negative. People, yeah. Whether it's complaining or just have a down attitude.
Who needs it?
Oh, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we're not
now, some people sound like Michael sounds. No, but he's not.
Michael's not negative. Like Michael's a positive guy. He just has a lack of energy. Michael Forty, our assistant producer here, he's like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
He's just a robot.
Yeah.
But he's not. He's a positive guy.
Yeah. He's a very good, he's a good, basic, solid guy.
Yeah.
The kind of guy he'd like to have around. It's interesting, over the weekend, one of the ladies who helps run the milk store at the farm, and the lady who's been milking the cows for the last year, both told me they were leaving. They're not leaving to go away with each other. And one of them's going to Florida. The other one's going to, I think, Connecticut or New Hampshire or whatever. But they, especially the lady milking the cows, she's really come around to getting it, and she fits in with the family. So everybody in the family here, because it's like a family atmosphere, is upset that she's leaving. And actually, the three children who are part of this family that's been with me, I think now for 8 years, going back to Florida, which is where they came from, the husband retired and had a bad heart operation about, 8 months or so ago, and that's when the new milker came in. And the kids, however, they've grown up. I watched them grow up on the farm, and they're just really good kids. They love the farm. And I can tell, they are going to tell me this because they don't want to counter their mother. But they will miss being on the farm. They will miss that circumstance because we've all sort of created this nice family. But as things change, what is it? The more things stay the same, the more they change. Is that the expression?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so how do you like this? As the end of the year in high school, yesterday I was mowing hay over in a nearby town, and I was driving the tractor back up from one field to another, and I had to stop in front of the high school while about 300 kids processed across the street because yesterday was graduation. This is the season of high school graduations. This weekend especially, and next weekend. Yeah, it is very cool.
Got to see them.
Here's how it's being marked in California. The school officials at a high school pressuring the yearbook editor last week to reprint a page that described the senior cheerleading squad as, quote, showing more leg than Daisy Duke, and included digitally edited images of the girls' legs. Members of the cheerleading team, this is River City High School, by the way, Jennifer.
Where's that?
It's in California. I never heard of River City before, but whatever. They had 400 copies of the yearbook, and I'm looking at the article. It's called "Who Wears Short Shorts," and the shorter the shorts, the more leg they showed. And this is the high school yearbook. So, is that appropriate or inappropriate? What do you think? If your son or daughter were a high school senior and they brought home a book, a yearbook, and said, hey, look at all of my friends, and a few of them had very, very short shorts on, would you find that distressing, distracting, or okay because they're high school kids and the year is 2011?
You know what? It's inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
Yeah, I would say so.
Richie?
You know, it seems innocent enough, but yeah, you can't sexualize.
No, I think that's why I would say no.
You're going to want to look back on and show your kids? No, probably not.
Sexualizing, and there's not a lot of common sense involved in this.
I'm looking at the uniforms now. It doesn't look any different than any other uniforms, but it's, yeah, you can't.
Well, this is not about the uniforms. This is about the way that they present themselves.
I know. But you just can't sexualize it at that point.
Mm-hmm. The editor of the yearbook said, quote, I made an editorial mistake. I apologize for any pain that I may have caused. I can't imagine too much pain being caused. But it's not appropriate. It really isn't. That kind of stuff is just common sense. What has happened to common sense in our country? Is it going the same way as everything else? It's just, if you notice that, there's a dearth of common sense. People just don't have common sense.
They don't get it.
Well,
your time.
There's a filter that people seem to have lost in this ADD world that we live in, where information just flies in and out of your brain and your mouth.
Want it now. Got to have it now.
Now. And I still, luckily, knock on wood, which is my head, take the time before I hit send on Facebook or Twitter or something like that. Okay, do I want this to go out? And even here, when we talk, you know, into a microphone in a studio and it goes out to many ears, you still try to have that filter. Doug, yours is pretty well gone.
Thank you.
We still try to have that filter, you know, do what I'm about to say. Do I want it to go out to all these people? And, you know, you have to think. And people don't do that sometimes. You before you say something, stop and think.
Yeah.
And don't think of it, you know, a lot of times we're told, who cares what everybody else thinks? And that is true. You have to be yourself. You have to be honest with yourself. But you have to think about how you want to be represented.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a fine line between being one way and another. You know, you can push it to a certain point, but then do you really want to be known as that person?
Right.
You know? Does that
and
make
it
sense?
Only takes one mistake, man.
If only out, takes that song. It only takes a minute, girl.
If you're out, that's right. If you're out with friends from work and you have one too many drinks and all of a sudden you say one or two things, that's it. I mean, they'll remember that forever.
All right, speaking of remembering, if this were, what is that, what's the name of that show that has music? You got to come up with the next line of music?
Where you have to come
it's
up with
a contest
the next
show.
Name that tune.
No, but no.
It's, don't forget the lyrics.
Thank you, James. Mm-hmm. Don't forget the lyrics. Okay. It only takes a minute, girl. What's the next line, Richie?
To
Jennifer?
Stand in line.
I have no idea.
Really?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I know it.
To fall in love. Yes, there it is. Let's get to the wrinkle-free zone at 14 past the hour. Dex Evans Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Please enter the wrinkle-free zone with me. Experience the benefits of ageless skin around your eyes. Your guide to taking care of this problem is as simple as dialing 800-894-3302. Now I have your interest because I said we want to get you into that perfect skin around your eye position and doesn't involve any operation at all. You'll be tough on the things that are around your eyes you want to get rid of and actually gentle, the anti-wrinkle way to roll this stuff on. And by the way, the product's called Lumatone, L-U-M-A-T-O-N-E. You're hearing a lot of people. I must have heard four different spots for this in different radio programs over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Becoming very popular. This is a big time thing because most people do have the problem of dark circles. Put a little dab of Lumatone underneath each eye and your appearance will change almost immediately. It's that fast and it's that good. So you want to get rid of those bags, push them away. This is a specific product with a specific peptide that will allow you to get rid of the redness, fights inflammation, gives you a bright, beautiful skin tone under your eyes in a very short period of time. 800-894-3302. That's the number to call for a free jar. You heard me right. Free jar of Lumatone. rub-a-dab in that area where the dark circles are and the other things, it's really amazing. It really is very, very good. And because you try it for free, you can see for yourself, then you'll go back and order some more. I know you will. Call this number right away, 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone, free bottle. You'll pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. Watch it go to work on your eyes. 800-894-3302.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct. If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game, console, or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Live from Progressive.
Next caller.
Hey, Flo, so what's up with the Snapshot discount?
It rewards your good driving habits, and it's our biggest discount ever.
Bigger than the safe driver discount?
Bigger.
Homeowners discount?
Bigger.
The phenomenally humongo discount?
If it existed, yeah.
Wow, that is big.
The Snapshot discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use bullfrog marathon mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweatproof and waterproof. I truly believe bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
The thing about hemorrhoids is, they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there on your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Radio flatulation.
That's us. Welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you.
The gas bag.
One of the things happening today that's most interesting around our country, remember the jet that went into the drink with Sully Sullenberger, who became a household name?
He's a hero.
That plane is being shipped to Charlotte, North Carolina.
I saw that.
And it's being brought through your area today, Richie. Baltimore, Washington, down the thruway. They've taken the wings off, obviously, and have to have a large truck.
And actually, it got stuck in, like, Philadelphia or something. They had to pull a fence and a bunch of light posts down because it couldn't make it
around the corner. Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah, pretty amazing.
But it's got all these stickers on the side of it now from its sponsors.
Ads. Right.
So they've sneezed
Miracle
it
on
out.
A Hudson plane. They could have made that plane fly again for... The
it's a landmark now. That's a,
21
that's a
after
movie.
The hour. It only takes a minute to fall in love, Richie.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit Thyroid KI. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Bunga, bunga.
Hello.
Gary, U.S. Bonds.
Mm-hmm.
Birthday time for this Monday, the 6th of June. And his real name is Gary Bond Anderson. He had number one hits with the song, let's see, how many has he got? Quarter to Three is one of them. New Orleans, Come On, Let's Go. Every one of them, if you were to find him, he sounds exactly like the other ones.
Oh, do they really?
Absolutely. Just like every other song. Find New Orleans if you can, and you'll hear it's the same stuff. Gary Bond Anderson, born in the state 1939, so he's 72 today.
You're right.
Hello.
Cool there, Ducky.
You forget I played these things until they came out of my ears. So. Same thing.
That's
all right, let's go. Howie Kane is the second lead with the group Jay and the Americans. There's a good New Jersey boy for you, Jen Jen. I'm guessing he's not on the shores of New Jersey, but when Roberta and I went to see them perform, it was a lot of fun, because most of them are all Jersey guys, except for lead singer Jay, who came from Chicago. This one, they've had three different Jays, and they all can hit the notes. It's cool. So Mr. Kane is 69 today. They're all getting a little long on the tooth, but that's all right. This is such great stuff. Roy Innes, civil rights leader, national chairman of the Congress on Racial Equality Corps, first Republican black organization to sort of exist, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, we've met him a couple times.
Yeah, he's a good guy, actually. I like him a lot, frankly. All right, next up is Dwight Twilley. I don't know this song. Jennifer, what do you know about this song?
I don't know much. Yeah. Do you know this sounds more like Rich's
song? I know. What?
This sounds more like a Rich song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously he isn't, so nobody knows who this guy is. Steve Vai.
Yeah, this I know.
Instrumentalist. 51 today.
Super guitar player. Incredible. He also played the bad guy in Ralph Macchio's Crossroads.
Oh, really?
He's the one that Ralph Macchio had to play when the devil put up his guitar player.
Ah.
Steve Vai was the devil's guitar player.
Speaking of the devil, David Dukes.
Dukes.
Oh.
All right, so I don't have to say anything more.
I'd just like to have your birthday on the same day as that guy.
Robert Englund's birthday is today. the guy from Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, yeah.
He was in The Adventures of Ford Fairlane. That was an interesting movie. Wasn't that other... What's the name of the guy?
Andrew Dice Clay, wasn't it?
Yo! Yep. Max Casella was Benny Fazio on The Sopranos. He's 44 today.
Bada bing.
Can't remember his face, actually. Uncle Cracker's birthday is today, Jennifer.
I love Cracker.
Good stuff.
Make you free.
Good stuff.
And swim through your veins like a fish in the sea. Yeah. I'm singing, follow me. Everything is all right. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can get
Harvey Fierstein, Tony Award-winning actor. Been a lot of great. Funny
not
how
much personality in that guy, is there?
Who?
Harvey Fierstein.
Yeah.
He got a ton of personality.
Yeah. Interesting guy.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Stacy Keenan, Dana on Step by Step.
Yeah, I remember her.
Yep. Let's see, who else have we got here?
Actress.
Sandra Bernhardt, the actress. Some people think she's funny. I think she's about as annoying as any human being.
Yeah, she's a little rough.
Oh, she's in one of my favorite movies, though, Hudson Hawk.
Which one?
Yeah, really?
Hudson Hawk.
Tennis champ Bjorn Borg's birthday is today, born this day 1956. And actress Amanda Pays. She was in Max Headroom, I think, wasn't she?
That's the new Wayback Machine.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Amanda Pete, who I think is much cuter, right?
We like her.
June 6th in review on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Almost 2,000 journalists have died on duty since 1944. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. In our digital age, we sometimes forget the vital role of the professional journalists who risk their lives in person to bring us the nuances of a story. One organization that keeps track of them is Reporters Without Borders, a nonprofit that cautions us, don't wait to be deprived of news to stand up and fight for it. The group's website shows where freedom of the press is actively under attack. From Hong Kong to Peru, it's a sobering tribute to those who bear witness with investigative scrutiny. Reporters Without Borders defends journalists in prison and provides updates on new journalistic ventures, including a website from Inside Iran. From a report on organized crime to the moving photos of the late Tim Hetherington, Reporters Without Borders looks beyond headlines and hype. Its website is viewable in 6 languages. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is Geico.com, not Geico.RidiculouslySimpleSavings or Geico.PayYourBill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, Gecko, man.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it?
Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com, that's ZeoKing.com, for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Things you hear.
Yeah. The life of a farmer.
Yeah. Farm talk here on the Good Day Show.
All I know is one of Doug's cows found like a 6-foot piece of raw metal in his ear.
Right, yeah.
All right, so here's the story of the farm
mystery
talk.
Metal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
26 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Monday. Yeah, often we get distracted, if you will, or there's a digression. Because what also is going on beside me being in the studio, not usually influenced by much of anything. I can focus on what we're doing here, and I don't get distracted often. Richie laughs because he thinks that I see a shiny penny
right. And
get distracted. But I'm focused on the radio program.
Sure.
Anyway, at any rate.
Sure you are.
I am. Except when Edgar comes in to talk to me about what's going on the farm.
Right.
So the last 4 or 5 minutes devoted
to... Let me give
to...
the official intro, okay? Go ahead.
Thank you very much. So Edgar comes in with this about 6-7 inch long piece of steel, and he shows me, he says, have you seen this? And I said, no. I heard a story yesterday that a cow had something sticking out of its ear or its neck, but I didn't get close enough to the cow to see it. So when the cow came in to be milked last night, for those of you who don't know, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster and have a dairy farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. And when people think of Framingham, they think of Route 9, Shopper's World Developments. They never think of this farm. And it's really, we have some pictures of it if you ever want to check it out at DougSteffen.com or you can go to EastleyFarm.com. Anyway, so this cow has a couple of inches of steel, and it looked like plastic at first, but Edgar thought it was a worm sticking out of its neck. Now, that would be the first time you saw a cow
worm.
A little bit of a worm. Yeah, sometimes that happens. I haven't seen it here, but I've seen it elsewhere. So anyway, they started investigating it and found out it was hard, and they thought it was plastic, and they looked at it and said, no, it's metal. Now, this thing is sticking out of the cow's neck, out of the skin. And so the vet comes yesterday and basically pulls it out. It's a 6.5-7 inch long piece of steel. It could have been from a rake or could have been from a fence, but it's all pitted.
Wow.
It's been in there for a long time.
Wow.
Buddy, where'd the cow come from?
The cow came from another farm guy. I traded it with a guy who wanted a bigger black cow, and I had a couple of them, so I traded him that cow for a nice Jersey Guernsey. I may
have
some.
So he came with the metal sticking out of him?
Yeah, but no, it wasn't sticking out of him. No, it didn't. It was under, and it's worked its way out over the course of the spring and the pasture. See, most people don't give the cows as much room as I do. The cows, there are some farms, there's a great guy, he's doing a lot of good work in, his name is Mark, what's his name? Mark McAlpin, I think it is. He's got a big farm, 500 cows he milks every day. He doesn't even bring them into the barn. He has a portable milking machine and a tank that follows, and they cordon off an area in the field twice a day, and they milk the cows right in the field. It's amazing. I've never seen anything like this before in my life.
It's got to get messy in the wintertime.
No, this is California. There's no wintertime.
Oh, California.
Yeah, right. Doesn't.
Well, there is wintertime. It's just
it's not
like ours.
Cold. Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, the point is that this cow is a kind of amazing thing. The cow moves its neck around, and the piece of steel is in there, and she's fine. And what's more amazing is how it got in. I'm trying to envision how in the world did this thing get in there. If it was a piece of fence.
So sad. It must have hurt. Don't you think?
Said she's fine. Well, I wouldn't have thought it would be very comfortable.
Right.
Frankly. You know, but maybe it's lodged. It was in a place where between their skin, the hide's pretty thick, and it's next to some muscle, but it has to have. She had to have felt something. Good heavens. But she's a.
Maybe she has salon paws on.
Yeah, right, exactly. Salon paws for cows.
Yeah.
Good idea, Richie. Quite a nice
take that pain away.
Yeah.
Salon hooves.
But it is, it's something to contemplate. Think about that. Think about if you had something sticking in you like that, and it was there, and you
didn't. Yeah, think about that next time.
Think about that. All right, speaking of salon pause, why not? 21 before the hour, time for you to be pain-free. Go to DougStefan.com or DrKenshow.com for your free sample of salon pause. This is a way to get rid of muscle pain, stiffness, soreness. Your legs are the focus. Your arms are the focus. Your neck are the focus. Shoulders, wherever. If you're lifting weights, if you're exercising a lot, if you're doing things in front of a computer that require you to do repetitive movement, that sort of stuff, you will be recognizably free of pain by using salon pause. Nothing else has been proven to beat the pain without a prescription. So while you're thinking about it right this moment, time for you to go online to DougStefan.com. Look for the salon pause on the right-hand side, about middle of the page. Salon pause logo. Click on that and get your salon pause free sample. And if you're really in pain, go to Walgreens, pick up a 5-count box. Dig deeply into your pain sources and get rid of them. Pain-free salon pause. Go to DougStefan.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800. 800- 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Okay, so I'm looking over the website, Richie, DougSteffen.com.
Yeah, I've been there, too.
Mm-hmm. Have you really? Find anything interesting?
Yes. Well, my favorite thing is the story about the homeowner who seized the Bank of America.
Yeah, that's
because
a great story.
The Bank of America tried to seize their home when they never had a loan on it.
Yeah.
And then my second favorite thing is the video of the day we had from 3 days ago from Corning Glass.
Yes.
About the future and how your computers are going to be embedded in your countertops and in your bathroom mirror. And it's just way cool.
All right. So here's what everybody's got their different, you have different ways of looking at all this stuff. The entertainer who literally knocked himself out. He was in a trance, and in the trance, he knocked and managed to trip over an audience member's leg, fall down, and knock himself out.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He was in the trance and then fell down, struck his head, and he became unconscious.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
Yeah. You know, people say this stuff is phony and fake. I don't believe that it is. Probably, I think some of these people are crazy, and they also are not real. I saw something about, there's a show about debunking the mysteries of magic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the Fox show.
Yeah, Revealed, yeah.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Right.
So there's this fellow who's a hypnotist, and supposedly he's made his, he brings somebody up from the audience, I was going to say victim, but that's not fair.
His helper.
Yeah, his volunteer.
Right.
Yeah.
Volunteer.
So he's got a volunteer sitting in this chair, and she sits down in the chair, and then he has her put her arms out. Now, through his own sleight of hand, he raises a couple of arms from the back of the chair that are behind this woman's arms. So then he does his magical whatever.
Hocus pocus.
Yeah. And then he stands on a chair to stand on her arms. But what you don't see behind her arms are these two wings that come out of the chair that he's actually standing on, not her arms.
Okay, so, but I don't like the show. I like magic.
Yeah,
I
don't
believe
like
in it.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Well, but you know what? Today everybody has to, it's like everybody's got
to
get
so
at.
Smart. Everybody has to go to Snopes. It's like, just enjoy it.
Yeah,
come
Richie,
on,
get
people.
Lost. Will you please do your Snopes stuff?
Shish.
Yeah,
I mean, a little fun in life.
No, see, I'm not the guy that wants to debunk the magician. I like the magician. Let the magician do their thing. Let us wonder how they do it. I don't want to know how they do it.
Yeah, so that's cool. Good. Yay.
Yeah.
That's cool?
Look at the guys, and it's a cool trick.
Yeah, no, enjoy it. It's a show.
It is.
I don't want to know how you make an elephant disappear, please.
Yeah, just make it disappear.
I do, but...
Yeah. All right, here's the story of Joshua Kaufman.
Hey, Joshua.
A burglar stole his laptop.
Stoled?
Oh, I heard this story. This is crazy.
Police would not help him find it, so he went to the internet, came home.
Uh-oh.
Somebody had broken into his apartment, stole his MacBook, his Kindle, jewelry, all that stuff. He called the police, filed a report. They shelved the case, said it was a low priority. Don't call us, son.
Sure.
We'll call you.
Nobody was hurt, right? Yeah.
No wonder people just so dislike the police. At any rate, he filed a report. He remembered he'd installed a security program on his computer called Hidden.
Yes.
Which, would you explain, Richie, how that works? Well, how does it?
Well, it's a tracking thing. It's kind of like LoJack.
Right. Uh-huh. So you can activate it from another computer.
And then using the GPS, he can see where his computer is.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. So this fellow, he snapped him riding in his car, browsing Middle Eastern YouTube music videos, changing administrative profiles in the computer.
Oh.
Trying in his work email address to access a Facebook account.
This allowed him to look at his computer and see what the guy was doing on
his
computer.
They even got him naked.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Now, he
went
to the police.
The pictures online.
Listen
which
to
is
this, though.
Genius.
He went to the police, and they still said, you know what? So what? Don't bother us. So they said he didn't have the manpower. I always love that. When the police guys are at the donut shop, but they don't have manpower to go chase the bad guy.
Oh, man, you're making friends now.
Yeah. You know what, Rich? When they tell you they don't have manpower to go get somebody who has done something obviously wrong, this guy gives them all the information, and they still don't want to do it.
Yeah,
I got no use for him.
Yeah,
that's what they're there for. Anyway, he found this guy and got his computer back, and now he's been flooded with requests from media outlets who contacted the police. The police look really bad on this. They got the PR director. This is Oakland, California. So the Oakland Police Department.
Oh, yeah, they are a busy police department.
Yeah.
Well, Oakland, yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt. So, Jennifer, you say that he got pictures of the...
Yeah, he posted them all over the place. He had video and pictures of this guy who stole from him, and he put it everywhere. That's how we even know about this story.
Right, yeah.
That's great. Hilarious.
Good yeah, you see the guy, like, half naked in bed.
That's hysterical.
It's kind of like those things that paint somebody that steals something from you green so that you can identify them.
That is hysterical.
Doug Steffen, Good Day Show on Facebook. Is there a word that makes you laugh? Any good ones, Jennifer?
Oh, gosh, yes. We had a whole bunch of them. Let me go over there.
78th anniversary day of drive-ins in our poll today at DougSteffen.com. When's the last time you went to one? A, over the weekend. B, in the last few months. C, in the last year. D, in the next few years. E, I can't remember the last time I went to a drive-in. And F, I've never been to a drive-in. That describes you, Richie, I think, isn't it?
Our buddy...
No, Jennifer.
Yeah, I've never been.
I've been to one many times.
Our buddy Kim, who loves it when you do those prostates commercials.
Oh, yeah.
She says the word that makes her giggle is prostate.
Prostate, hooray!
Then we also have a vote for telepathic and dongle. Dongle's a good one. That's
dongle's
from Kevin
a funny
Hudson.
Word, yeah.
Dongle.
Yeah.
Dongle.
I still say chicken. Chicken's dongle. A funny word.
Chicken. Yeah.
Chicken.
Oh, and we also have Cucamonga from Nathan Dressler and Ungabunga, which is a favorite of yours.
Ungabunga.
Ungabunga. Right. The past poll over the weekend, the news media is spending too much time on. 31% of you said Congressman Anthony Weiner. Speaking of Ungabunga.
That's a funny word.
Weiner, yeah. 26% Sarah Palin and Donald Trump. 20% of you said too much time on Sarah Palin. 15% Lindsay Lohan. 4% on Donald Trump. All right, so that's that. The essence of the time, Richie, is 49 past the hour.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
In an increasingly germophobic nation, you would think that people would take extra care to eliminate oral disease-causing germs from their mouths. Yet, according to a new report from the makers of Listerine Antiseptic, nearly 80% of Americans feel concerned about germs on their hands, while only 66% worry about germs in their mouths. Since one mouth can have more germs than there are people on Earth, we might want to think differently. Dr. John Dodes, dentist and consultant to the makers of Listerine, has more.
Many people don't realize that brushing only cleans approximately 25% of your mouth. The germs left behind can contribute to a buildup called plaque biofilm, increasing the risk for gingivitis and possibly broader health problems. That's why it's so important to brush, floss, and rinse with Listerine antiseptic twice a day. And, of course, visit your dentist at least twice a year to prevent problems and keep your mouth healthy.
For more information, visit www.listerine.com.
Check out all of our experts with their helpful hints. The Queen of Cheap Box, for example, all your savings in various restaurants and that sort of thing, a daily feature at DougStephan.com.
Don't be shocked by the tone of my voice. Check out my new weapon, weapon of choice.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
Concerns here and abroad, from raging wildfires to contaminated bean sprouts. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Firefighters in Arizona continue their battle today against the third largest wildfire in that state's history. The Wallow Fire is raging out of control near the mountain town of Alpine. It has already charred more than 180,000 acres.
If you put that in perspective, that's about 415 square miles, or about the footprint of the size of the city of Phoenix, so it's a good chunk of ground.
That's State Forester Scott Hunt, who says dry, windy conditions are only expected to make matters worse. Mandatory evacuation orders are in effect for more than half a dozen communities. The evacuations could be expanded if the blaze continues moving toward inhabited areas. Brenda Jensen is one of those who had to leave her home. She says when she feels distraught about what she's going through, all she has to do is think about the firefighters.
They don't know who we are, and they are battling to save our homes. So, you know, we have to take that time to reflect and, you know, and be thankful that these people care enough and determined to do their job.
Thankfully, no serious injuries have been reported from any of the wildfires to this point, and that includes all of those firefighters putting themselves in harm's way. Meanwhile, overseas, German health officials say bean sprouts are responsible for a deadly E. coli outbreak in Europe. Officials say they have traced the bacteria to a farm near Hamburg. Earlier reports out of Germany had linked the bacteria to cucumbers imported from Spain. At least 20 people are dead, and an estimated 2,000 people are sick, including four Americans who recently visited Germany. The Food and Drug Administration does not believe the U.S. food supply has been affected by this outbreak. FDA officials say very little fresh produce comes to the United States from the European Union, but it has stepped up its inspections nonetheless. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise?
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Quiznos Flavor Theater presents Captain Napkin. This is our calling, fellow napkins, to wipe smoky Quiznos barbecue sauce from proud chins, protect khaki laps from pieces of slow-roasted pork, and tidy up the scraps of toasty genius. Who's with me? Yeah!
Try our all-new large Quiznos Southern Barbecue Pulled Pork Sub. This or any large toasty favorite sub, now just $5. Quiznos. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Toasty. For a limited time, only at participating locations.
On Wall Street, the stock market will try to bounce back after ending last week on a sour note following a less-than-sparkling jobs report. The Dow lost 97 points, closing the week at 12,151. S&P and NASDAQ down as well. Oil prices fell 18 cents a barrel last Friday, finishing up at $100.22. Defense Secretary Robert Gates thinking about the troop withdrawal in Afghanistan during his last trip there as Pentagon chief. Over the weekend, Secretary Gates said he would like to keep troops in Afghanistan for as long as possible after the drawdown begins next month. The defense secretary is set to resign his post later this month. Another Republican set to toss his hat into the ring, former Senator Rick Santorum, expected to officially announce today that he plans to seek the Republican presidential nomination in 2012. Sports scoreboard, the Heat pull out an 88-86 win over the Mavericks in Dallas to take a 2-1 lead in that best of seven. Game four of the series in Dallas tomorrow night. Business at the box office over the weekend.
Listen to me very carefully, my friend. Killing will not bring you peace. Peace was never an option.
The sci-fi prequel X-Men First Class, pulling in $56 million in its first weekend of release, pushing The Hangover Part 2 down to second place. And finally, it's fair to say a certain 14-year-old girl from Pennsylvania took the weekend to let something sink in, specifically that she is the best speller in the country. Last Thursday night, Sukanya Roy nailed the word Cymotricus to capture the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Cymotricus.
Cymotricus.
C-Y.
That's all right. Relax, Sukanya. You don't have to take us through it again, but we do have some questions. First of all, how did you prepare for the spelling bee? Did you memorize the entire dictionary?
It's not just rote memorization. I also studied language patterns to help, like, piece words together by their roots, because understanding those really helps.
This is one smart and remarkable young lady. As for the more than $40,000 in cash and prizes for winning the bee, what about that?
I guess some of it's going into my college fund, but some of it I'll just get myself.
And she truly deserves it. By the way, that college fund idea is a good one. The last thing you want when going to, let's say, MIT is being left with a big IOU. You see how I can spell there? Yeah, forget it. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Alive, lights, alive.